Well, welcome back, folks, to Wheeler Hassler Gym, where our Lady Bobcats just won their 19th game of the year. They're unbeaten in the district, but right now Bobcats are out warming up against the state finalists last year, Clay County, who this year are having a splendid year. Their record is 21-1, and in District 7, they're 5-0. So, my goodness, we got a formidable task at hand, but coming off that great win over at Gainesboro against Jackson County last week, they just might pull this off because we had lost to Jackson County by 10 earlier and ended up beating them by 9 last week.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think, Johnny?
Well, you know, they got two players particularly, Ralphie Mabry and Tyreek Key. If we can get those guys in any kind of foul trouble or get those two players rattled in any way that we can, we might have a good chance here to pull this one out tonight. When those guys are on, and we saw that down at Clay County when we were down there last, hey, they're almost unstoppable. I mean, Key is a one-man wrecking machine. He can do it all.
He may be Mr. Basketball in Class A.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I think so.
Great ball player. He was great last year, but you know what? I believe he's only a junior.
Tyreek Key?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Mabry's a junior, but I thought Tyreek Key was a senior.
I think he's a junior. He was a sophomore last year, and if they passed him, he's a junior.
Well, I don't know. Oh, well.
Doesn't matter.
I'm muffled again. Are you muffled?
I'm going to go ahead and give the rosters for the Clay County Bulldogs. You have number 13, Wyatt Mabry, number 1, Matt Maxfield, number 10, John Wayne Browning, number 30, Clay Copas, number 23, Tyreek Key, number 33, Dalton Russell, number 4, Kate Smith, number 14, Austin Hensley, number 22, Braden Boss, number 40, Alan Scott, number 11, Seth Ogletree, number 3, Heath Times, number 5, Gavin Silk, number 24, Jared McCorn, number 15, Ben Bailey. And if I got that guy right, that number 4, or 24,
Markham.
Number 15, Ben Bailey. Number 0, Sage Tyron. And number 21, B.J. Embers. Coached by Rob Edwards, as we know very well there, Ralph. Okay, the Clay County Bulldogs starters will be number 13, that'll be Mabry. Number 10, Browning. Number 33, number 30, Copas. Number 23, Key. And number 33, Russell. That'll be the starting five for the Bulldogs of Clay County. For your roster for the Pickett County Bobcats, you have number 21, Ryan Hill, number 4, Will Gary, number 3, Bryson York, number 20, Clay Smith, number 14, Jonathan Crawford, number 42, Colton Sales, number 11, Tate Rector, number 23, Trent Young, number 35, Brian Gibson, number 10, Dawson Abbott, number 1, Gabe Moon, number 32, Ben Neal, number 40, Blake Hughes, and number 2, John Michael Furl, coached by Nathan Aaron, assisted by Ray Allen Webb. The starting five for the Pickett County Bobcats will be number 2, John Michael Furl, number 40, Blake Hughes, number 32, Ben Neal, number 10, Dawson Abbott, and number 35, Brian Gibson. I'm going to say something about Abbott there. I think it was out Jackson County. They're shutting him down on the threes. Couldn't take the three, but did he ever take the twos, Ralph?
Yeah.
He made a lot of the twos, and he made some threes.
Yeah, he came out there with, I got him down for 32 points in that game. So he just reversed it. So he said, "You're not going to let me shoot the three? I'll shoot the two."
He penetrated well. He moved well. And he played a good defensive game, knocking away and getting a few steals. He just played an outstanding game.
Yeah, he sure did. You know, you got Gibson, three-point shooter. So, you know, when you got Gibson and Abbott hot with those other players that we have, hey, they're a hard team to reckon with.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we got a little time with Space and Bills, folks. You go refill that tummy, get another pit stop, and come back and relax. We'll bring it to you.
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back, bud. We are asking Jim. I just told a good one, and they can't even.
I can't even look you in the eye anymore.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At any rate, where are we, Johnny? Have you given the lineup?
Yes, I have. Hey, let me do this right here while we got a little time.
Yeah, read them.
The sponsors for the basketball season this year is B&K Buy-Rite Groceries, Birchtown Medical Center, Milestone Physical Therapy, Flowers Auto Pop, Jackson Signs, Brown's Funeral Chapel, Brian Cross Carpentry, People's Bank and Trust, Albany Fleming Electric. Folks, I apologize. Ralph just told us something that's a big funny, and I can keep hard to keep from laughing. Once he gets me tickled, I'm just on a roll on that. Kelly Shuri and Gil Stalehollis-Shell, First Baptist Church with Brother Ivan Rayleigh and Terry Riley. That's the entire sponsorship for this basketball season. Like to mention, if you listen to us next day broadcast, usually around 12:30 on WAMY 100.9 Stereo FM out of Albany, Kentucky, you can listen to us live on HRN Cable Channel 10 out of Overton County. And we're 29 seconds to game time here as the Bobcats are taking on the Clay County Bulldogs, and we're here at the Wheeler House for Jim Basian. And what a game this one here could be. I'd say we'll know pretty quickly how this is going to turn out, Delane, just on the get-go.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think within the first 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to tell. But now I really feel this is going to be a really aggressive game.
Be very aggressive. We saw that down there. You know, when me and Ralph were down there the other night, we saw that. Hey, I'm telling you, this could be a very physical game.
Well, we got some size out there. And, you know, our Bobcats, we're having a very respectable year.
Yes, we are.
Overall, we're 14-6.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. I remember years when we would have given our IDs for that. But we're spoiled a little bit by our Lady Bobcats. But both teams are doing amazingly well this year. So, go Bobcats.
Introduce the starting five for Clay County. You have Tyreek Key, John Wayne Browning, Clay Copas, Dawson Russell, and Mabry. That's the starting five for the Bulldogs of Clay County. Now we're getting ready to introduce the starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats.
Listen to the music. Take your step back.
I think it'd be one of them cars that Ralph was talking about. All right, here's the starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats. John Michael Farrell. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 35, Brian Gibson. And the big guy, number 40, Clay Hughes. That's the starting five for you, Pickett County Bobcats.
You know, you look at Big Blake, and he's so trim. What do you think he weighs, Johnny?
Oh, he more than what he looks like, I'd say. He looks like it's all muscle there, Ralph.
220.
I'd say at least 220.
At least 220, yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Well, that's what he's on.
Alrighty.
I can remember when I weighed 226, and I probably do that right now, and I looked every bit of it. I wasn't nothing like what Blake Hughes is at 220.
I wasn't nothing like Blake Hughes at 180. All right.
Here we go. We got Brian Gibson jumping up against the famous Tyreek Key, ball up. Ooh. Oh. Yes. That goes to Clay County after neither one of them touches after the first come down. Tyreek Key got it over on the right side. He passes down in the corner, passes inside to Mabry. Mabry shoots first.
Boy, I tell you, that looked good. 2-0, Clay County.
John Mike Furl gets it over on the right side. DeMarion Gibson gets it up top to Abbott. Back to Furl. Furl gets it to Gibson. Gibson's going to pass it in to Hughes. He takes it in, passes it out to Ben Neal. Neal penetrates inside. He gets it to Furl. Furl's going to shoot three. Looks good, but a little short. A little short. That's going to be rebounded by Russell. Russell gets it to King. King hands it back to Russell. Russell over to King. Key down in the corner to Browning. Running to Key.
He's so quick.
Yeah. Back up top to Browning. Running back to Key. He's going to set it up. Gets it over to Coppins. Coppins to Key. Back up to Browning. Running's going to pull up a three. Now this one's short. Rebound Abbott. Abbott's going to run it down. He gets it over to Gibson. Gibson Furl. Furl down to Hughes. Hughes going to pull up a little jumper. And
nice move. And old tied up at two. 6:20 to go.
He's got it up top. He gets it to Browning.
Browning is a three-point shooter, isn't he, Johnny?
Yes, him or the Key, either one, because they can shoot that three-point.
Running to Key, back to Russell. Russell gets it to pop. Oh, up.
Don't call that on.
It's going to be a foul on
Brian
Gibson. His first.
I really don't mean he meant to
he
be
did.
There.
Well, I don't think he did it. I think the guy just fell down.
Get the ball into Key. Key's going to penetrate right on the inside. Just lays it in.
Way above him.
Way.
4-2, Clay County.
Pearl's got the ball up top. He's going to take it down. He gets it to Abbott.
They're going to stay all over Abbott.
Oh, yeah. Abbott's going to pull up that little jumper. Yep. This time he misses. Going to be rebounded by Russell. Russell gets it to Key. Key brings it down.
Oh.
Key to Browning. Down to Mabry underneath. Shoots. Nope. Nothing there. Compass comes over the back a little bit, but Moffitt's come away with it. Neal's got it. Neal takes it over on the right side. Up to Gibson. Gibson gets it to Furl. You can just notice that there, all the other defense players are playing back off of the Moffitt except for Browning. Browning's all over Babbitt. Well, pass down underneath the Key. Nope, nothing there. He hits the ground, and they're going to call a foul on Hughes. It's going to be his first.
I don't like to see anybody go down like he did, because there's always a chance of injury.
Because Key's going to go to the line to shoot two.
And it would be a tragedy if he ended up getting hurt.
Yeah.
4-2, Clay County.
First shot up, and he misses.
My goodness. We do have a full house.
Yes. Yeah. Gonna get one more. 4:50 left in the first. Second shot. Step across the line.
Well, it's still 4-2. 4:50 to go. And John Michael Farrell is across the mid stripe. Right side now to Hughes.
He's
going to
shoot that shot.
Yeah. Well, he was almost in turkey territory, but it ended up being a two. It ties it up at four.
Key's got the ball. He can get it over to Browning. Browning gets it back to Key. Key's on the penetrate underneath. Oh, he almost loses it. Gets it to Browning. Browning gets it to Mabry. Whoa, Mabry slips. It's going to be a foul on Neal.
You know, with these officials, they're going to call a foul. They're not going to say they blocked the shot clearly. But, any rate.
It's going to be Neal's first.
Oh.
Oh, they pass it right into Mabry underneath, and he jumps up and shoots it in.
Well, that's the kind of upset approach. So it's 6-4. And we turn it over. We stepped
turned
over.
Turned it over. Ben starts to throw it to Abbott, and he takes off, and he steps in and tries to get rid of it.
Oh, no.
Mabry's wide open.
Same spot, yeah, same blood. And that drives the coach nuts. It's 8-4.
Earl got it over on the right side. Takes it over on the right, hands it to Neal. And Keyes Dyer steals it away. He's going to jam it.
That's the only way you can stop it, and it was a pretty vociferous foul. And like I say, we don't want to...
That goes against John Michael, his first. And, you know, John Michael's actually from Clay County.
What do you mean from Clay County?
He lives there. In Salina, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Got it, but he's good. Young's coming in for Neal.
Well, that's a long commute.
Yep.
9-4, we're in the hole.
Key second shot. That was a little hard. Rebound used. You get it to Young. Young hands it off to Pearl. Pearl gets it to Gibson. Gibson shoots. Nope, nothing there. Rebound Mabry.
Oh,
and that's a tripping foul on Young.
It is. I watched their feet. That kid just fell down.
Their feet got twisted up.
Number I don't really believe Young was close enough to him.
He didn't do that. Peyton Smith, number four, is in there for play.
He can shoot the three.
Yeah. He's got it over on the left side, brings it back, takes it right down the middle, drives in. And they're going to call that against Gibson.
He's knocked all the way into the state.
That's his second. With the 3:14 left, Rector's coming in. He's at the line. He's going to shoot more.
You know, the one part of Key's game to be improved is shooting charity.
Shot up, in and out.
Yeah, he misses a few of those.
He's 1-5 right now, Ralph.
I'll repeat. One area of his game.
He stepped on the line again.
Did he really?
Yep. I watched him this time. His toe's coming across. He don't believe he's doing it, but.
Well, just back up a little bit. You think? 9-4.
Pearl gets it over to Young on the right side, gets it to Hughes. Hughes takes it in, passes out to Pearl on the left side. Pearl drives in, and there you go. Right there is what it's going to take, is taking that ball in there and letting them fall.
That's on Mabry, I believe.
Yep, that's Mabry's first. Pearl's at the line. He's going to shoot two.
They've got 6 fouls on us, and this is the first one.
First shot up, good.
Well, John Michael drops it in, and it's 9-5. And that's not a movie. I'll repeat that. It's 9-5. That's not a movie.
Shot up.
Now
good.
It's 9-6. He gets it across.
He takes it over on the left side. He's going to drive down, pass all the way over to Smith. Smith gets it up top to Russell. Russell down to Smith in the corner. He's going to shoot a three. Now, that should be a technical.
Yeah.
Pappas goes up and shoots, scores.
Yeah, they got that backboard rocking and rolling down there.
Pearl gets it over to Young. Young passes down to you. Abbott's wide open. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cookie for Garcon.
Well, he's kept a tag. That'll be the only one he gets for a while. He's got it up top. He penetrates inside. Hands it to Mabry, back to Key. He gets it over to Russell. Russell to Mabry, back out to Smith. Smith gets it up top to Key. Key gets it over to Russell. Russell shoots a three. Nope, nothing there. Rebound Young. Young gets it to Pearl. Pearl back to Abbott. Abbott's going to shoot that other three. This time he's off a little bit. Key comes away with the rebound. He's going to take it all the way down. Lays it in.
Well, you can't stop him. No. It starts that field. It's 13-9. 1:25 to go.
Pearl gets it correct. He wasn't prepared for it.
He wasn't
underneath, but Young takes it away.
He wasn't looking.
Gets it down to Pearl. Pearl's wide open for a three. In and out, but Young gets the rebound. Shoots it back up.
That young man can jump.
He is.
11.
Yes. We've got Key with it up top. Key gets it down in the corner to Smith. Almost taken away. Gets it back to Key. Key takes it in. He passes up top to Compton. Gets it back to Key.
I think they're going for one.
40 seconds left. Smith got it up top. Gets it to Key. Key back to Smith.
Don't foul
on
John Michael.
Oh. Calling that foul on John Michael. Going to be his second.
And that's the seventh team foul in the first quarter. Only one on Clay County. A little lopsided there, Zebra.
I thought that was a little late call right there.
It was. I thought they weren't going to call him.
Smith at the line, first shot up. No good.
Come on, get your hands ready.
White ball.
30 seconds to go, 13 to 11.
Ball catch down two. Ball inbounded to Young. Young gets it to use. Use to Neal. Pass down to Rector. Rector lays it in. Ball game, folks.
13-13.
Key's got the ball. Nine seconds. Key takes it in. Pass underneath to Compass. He shot blocked. Neal gets it. They've got 3 seconds. Two. Neal shoots. Oh, in the stands at the end of the first. Tied up ball game. 13-13.
So let's go away after an exciting first quarter. We'll be right back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breuer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breuer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breuer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, folks, to Wheeler Hassler Gymnasium, the Clay County Bulldogs, and our beloved Bobcats are all knotted up after 13-13, and we're ready to go, Delaney.
Here we go. Young's got the ball right up top. Takes the top key, takes over on the left side. get to the top of Neil. Neil gets it into you. You get it back to Neil. Neil's going to take it in, shoot, nothing nice. Pass down to Rector. Rector gets it out to Young. Call him for a walk. I thought that was pretty good the way they was handling the ball a little bit, but
they were.
Compass is going to sit down, and number 11, Overtree, is coming in.
Sasser is in there. Oh, boy.
Key's got the ball. She gets it over to Russell. Inside to Mabry, down underneath Key. Key slams it.
And East Guy, oh, no. 15-13.
Holly Young over to Neil.
That brought the Clay County fans up, that slam dunk.
That foul goes against number 10, Browning. That's going to be his first. Rector sitting down and you sitting down. Gibson and Pearls back.
There's one way of keeping him out of the scoring column, and that's keeping the ball away from him. Yes, I don't know what else to do.
Pearl gets the ball over to Young. Young takes it up top. He hands it to Abbott. Abbott's going to shoot.
Oh, that was Lally NBA downtown, and the Bobcats are up by one.
Browning looks over at his at Rob, at his coach, and with his hands out like, well, what do you do on that? Oh, ball knocked around. He said, knocked out of bounds by the Bobcats, so it's going to stay with Clay County Bulldogs. That's pretty good.
Oh, I got to call a foul on Ben.
Yeah. Ben is a very
aggressive.
He's a very aggressive player, but now he's Mabry's pushing him off. That's still on Ben Neal. Mabry's going to the line.
You know, I don't know how we can have two on Clay and eight on us.
First shot up, good.
But they certainly have missed a few of those chairs.
Abbott drives in, gets the foul. Pearl gets it back out to Neal. Neil takes it on the inside.
Oh, no.
What was that?
He tried to switch his hand shooting, but didn't look good. We've got Russell with it. Russell pass underneath to Key. Key misses it. Reverse layup.
Boy, he didn't like missing reverse layup either.
Pearl just drives into the free throw and shoots, scores.
Let's see if that gets up 18-15 with 6:10 to go.
And Rob Edwards is going to call a timeout.
I would think so.
30-second timeout, so at 6:08, less than a second, Bobcats are up 18-15.
Johnny, how many charities has Clay County missed?
Six.
And they've hit what, a couple?
One. Key is their big free throw shooter so far. But he stepped on the line two or three times, so he's
twice. Yeah.
So he's hit one out of six. Then he had Mabry, and he missed his free throw. So they're not doing
one out of seven.
And then Peyton Smith had he missed one. So they're
one
not
out
doing
of eight.
Yeah, they're not doing good.
Well, they're hitting 12.5% right now.
And we've only hit two because we've only been on the line twice.
So that makes us hit 100.
That's right. Key's got the ball up top. Gets it over. Smith. Key gets it down to Mabry. Mabry's going to try to turn go in, gets it back up top to Key. Key gets it to Browning. Browning back to Key. Oh, Key drives in. He misses. Rebound Hughes. Hughes gets it to Pearl. Oh.
Come on.
Goodness gracious.
John Michael about to hit a two-pointer. John Michael goes 20-15. Bobcats.
He's got the ball. He gets it all the way over to Browning. Browning drives in, looking for somebody. He's helped it up. Gets it to Key. Key back to Browning, down in the corner to Ogletree. Ogletree drives in, shoots. In there. He gets the bounce.
Boy, that's a tough shot to make, though, going the other way and shoot back with the right hand.
Pearl's got the ball. 4:50 left in the second. gets it over to Abbott. Abbott gets it to you. You passes to Abbott. He takes it in.
I think he got time.
That's going to be a push on Peyton Record.
I think Abbott got time on the two-pointer.
That's going to be his first.
The ninth team foul. They have two. I can't believe it's that lopsided.
He's going to go to the line to shoot one. I mean, shoot two, I'm sorry.
Well, as Johnny was saying there, at 12.5%. Is he on the line?
No. Not up good.
All right, so that brings us 33%, I guess.
Second shot up. Good. Gets the roll.
Both of them. 20-19 now. Bob gets up by a single point.
Pearl's got it over on the right side, pass inside to Gibson. He scores. It's going to be a foul.
It's going to be an old-fashioned three, I think.
That goes against number 11, Ogletree. That's going to be his first, and Gibby is going to go to the line to shoot one.
It's only the 13th foul against Lake County. We have nine.
Shot up, in and out, rolls. Key comes away with it. Key gets it all the way down to Browning in the corner. He's going to take it in, passes out to Smith. Smith back to Browning. Browning over to Ogletree. Ogletree inside to Mabry. There's not much you can do if Mabry gets around you.
If he gets in that position,
yeah.
That's right. So it's 22-21. We're up by a single point.
Pearl's at the ball. Down in the corner to Abbott. Abbott shoots. Nope. He took his head off and no foul calls. Browning passes to Mabry. That throws it too hard. Gibson gets the rebound. Gets it to Rector.
You know, I'll swear to God that Keith took two steps and went from one foul into the other. He is quick.
Hughes has got it, and Mabry's going to get called for a foul. That's going to be his second.
Be okay if he picked up two or three more. Don't you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think.
It's the fourth team file.
Ball passed in to Gibson. Gibson late. Takes a 2-point jumper.
Right at the edge of the arc. 24-21.
Key gets the ball over to Smith. Smith gets it to Browning. Back to Key. 3:30 left in the second. He's going to penetrate down on the inside, drives in, and shoots over every one of them.
And he knew just how to arch that shot, too. He was in heavy traffic.
Pearl's got the ball up top. Passes back to Hughes. Hughes is going to hand it to Abbott. Abbott's going to shoot that
three. Really nailed the bottom on that one, 27-20.
Ball passed all the way down. This time, Rector comes away with it. Gibson, he's thrown to the ground. Pass down to Hughes. Hughes dives in. Long. Uh-oh, he's hurt. Smith's hurt. Holds his ankle. That goes against number 4, Smith. That's going to be his first.
And well, he's not going to be shooting because...
Hughes at the line because Colin Heath is standing to shoot.
Holy mackerel. I think we slipped one by him.
First shot up, no good. Young coming in for Gibby. Number 5, Silk. Number 30, the top is back. Second shot up by Hughes, good.
Now I'll put the Bobcats up by 5. 28-23, but Frank County controls.
He's got the ball. He's going to take it all the way down and score.
Johnny, how many has he made, by the way?
13.
Well, that's...
Ball pass to Abbott inside. He's not too
far. At the charity line, and that makes it 30-25.
Key's going to take it over. He hands it off to Browning. Browning hands it back to Key. He's going to take it free throw, try to take it in, gets it out to Browning for a three, in there.
Well, we don't need any more of that, so I'll make it 30-28. Bobcats up by 2 with 2 minutes to go. here in the second quarter.
Gets it over to Young for a three. He can hit them too. Should be a foul on Black, but they're calling it out of bounds on White.
Gibson and
Neal back in for John Michael and Rick. 152 left in the second. Your ball catch up 30-28. Key's got the ball, takes it down across the half court line, takes it to the top of the key. He's going to finish right down. Back in, underneath, in there. Boy, they have got to stop him before he ever gets in there.
But he jumps. He not only goes sky high, but he moves right toward the basket.
Abbott goes in, gets it to Hughes. Hughes is going to shoot. Oh, this one was a little hard. Neal gets the rebound, gets it to Gibson.
30-30 here.
Oh. Gibson passes down to Young. Young and blocks. That goes against number 33. It's Russell, he's first.
We're still not shooting. It's only the 16th foul. One more, and we will have one plus bonus. Hey.
Hughes gets the pass inside, lays it in there.
32-30 as Blake drops in a short jumper, about an 8 or 10 footer.
A minute and 10 left. Browning's got it over at top on the right side. He's looking for something underneath. He pins face on the inside. He hands it to Silk. Silk takes it in. Scores.
Well, he slams that card off the glass.
Tied up 32. Abbott gets it over to Neal. Neal back to Abbott. Abbott's going to shoot it. This one's off the front. Key gets the rebound, but knocked away by Hughes.
Boy, that kid can sky.
Rector's coming in for
Gibson.
41 seconds left in the second.
Score tied at 32. Boy, Clay County just keeps coming at you, though.
He's got the ball at top.
They're holding it for the last opportunity. Ten seconds.
He's on the move. Takes it down. He misses this one. Young comes away with it. Young throws it to Rector. At the end of the second, he's got the tied up ball game at 32-32, folks. We were tied at 13-13, and now we're tied 32-32.
You think?
I like it.
All right, folks, let's take a break. We'll be back with Coach Smith and Johnny's data.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Well, welcome back, folks, here to Wheeler Hassler Gym. We're at halftime. Well, the Clay County Bulldogs and our Bobcats are all knotted up at 32 apiece, and we're knotted up after one at, 13-13. So, no daylight between those two teams. But right now, we've got great coach Brent Smith here. Congratulations again, Coach.
Thank you.
I'll make the record, 19-1 and 5-0 in the district?
I believe that's right. The other part was 6-0. Tonight solidified you at least a tie for first place. And, you know, that's the
You can't do any worse than tie for first.
Right.
Right now we can. Just got to win one of the next two.
And if that would happen, which it won't, it will not happen. But let's say, hypothetically, that it does happen.
Right.
Don't you get the break on the scores?
No, we can do it by six. Yeah, but we'd go head-to-head. If it was Jackson, we would be first place. If we tied with Johnny Jackson, yeah.
Because we beat
him twice. But if it was Clark Grange and they were to beat you, then it would be I've not seen a score yet from Clark Grange and Jackson. That would be a great score to have. I need to have that score.
That's tonight?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a 70-point win. And it was not as lopsided, shall I say, in the initial stages as I would have thought. And I think Delana would agree with that. We thought we were going to get them up and see our bench warmers part.
Well, we should have, and that's what I said. But it's kind of hard to explain. I don't know. We did this. I kind of thought we played kind of bad Jackson, kind of come out on top a little bit. But, you know, we had a – you know, you get – again, we're mad because we win by 17. It's hard to fathom sometimes.
You're right.
You know, I mean,
I'm just saying expectations.
I'm the world's worst. You know what? You know, it's hard to celebrate and win when you don't think you did your best. Yeah.
Let me take you back. The time in your life when you were in Murfreesboro. It was somewhere about March 4th last year.
Right.
And there was a team here we're playing. It was called Middleton.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have the stat sheet here. We had 23 two-pointers. Middleton had 22 three-pointers.
Right.
So that's a break-even.
Right.
Three-pointers, we hit 10. They hit 5.
Right.
So we're up a 5.
Right.
Free throws, this is where the rubber hit the road. We made 12 of 18, and they made 22 of 29. That means that we were called for 22 personals and they only were called for 14. The difference was at the charity line.
Yep, I agree.
And I think most of it was right in the last 2 minutes.
Yes, it was. And, you know, what your goal wants to do always, you want to shoot more than your opponent's mate. Yeah. You know, I think that we, you know, we're aggressive enough going to the basket tonight. I think that kind of showed. When you're kind of, I call it being soft, they're not shooting too many shots, you know, sort of attacking the glass, you know, getting knocked to the floor a little bit. We got tenses. And I think that was the thing, best way to describe it, just tenses. I mean, I told them, they're easy to read. I knew I didn't feel good about going in. But, you know, we didn't have that look that we've had in the last bit. We thought we'd just look familiar, go through motions with them.
Yeah. Well, you won the 17.
I know.
But before I put the stat sheet away, in that game last year, a freshman scored 21 points.
Yes.
Courtney Pritchard.
Yes, sir.
Abby Buck scored 19. And although we haven't had the opportunity to talk a lot about her this year, Adriana Thurman scored 12.
Right.
A stellar game. But at any rate, I thought I saw that in my file today, and I was like, that would be interesting.
Yeah, that game was a game that we've all felt like we should have won that game. And I think you won that game, you might have had our first gold ball in a long time.
Well, I believe that's true. My goodness, who's out there? Look at those little guys.
That's a future Bobcat.
I guess we started them early, huh?
Yeah, got a big game coming in there.
Yeah, Middleton never lost a game all last year, and after they beat us at the very end, they went on and zipped through the rest of the tournament. And as I understand it, they're undefeated this year.
They're still undefeated
this year, yeah.
Yeah, they are. That's my understanding. I
was talking to one of the college recruiters who are here tonight. He was telling me some information about Gibson and somebody down there. You know, he talks like they got really nice things in them. So, we'll see.
There'll be a different outcome this year, though. We beat them.
What are we looking at down in Brookville?
Triple-A team. Triple-A team was pretty impressive. Got some big. Got some big. The fact that they're pretty good. So, you know, a little bit of challenge for us. We need a good challenge. We need a good.
What is the record?
They're 13-8 or something other. I mean,
so they're a good ball.
They're very good team. We'll have to play a heck of a lot better than we played this one.
And we normally do.
Yeah, also.
All right, Coach. Thank you. All right, good luck to you.
Appreciate
you. We don't have time to break away. So, Johnny, get in your saddle. Johnny?
Yes, sir.
How about the data?
Okay. For the Clay County Bulldogs, you have Matt Mabry with 8, John Wayne Browning with 3, Clay Copas with 2, Tyreek Key with 15, Seth Oglesby with 2, and Gavin Silk with 2 for a total of 32. For your Clay County Bobcats, John Michael Burrell with 6, Blake Hughes with 7, Dawson Abbott with 11, Ryan Gibson with 4, Trent Young with 2, and Peyton Rector with 2 for a total of 32. All knotted up here at the half, 32-32.
Dwayne?
Yes.
What's going to happen this last half?
Well, I think it's going to stay the way it is. The Bobcats have tended to come back in the third quarter. It seems like it can play a little bit better. I don't know. I'm afraid. I mean, I would like to see the Bobcats win it, but they're definitely playing the number one team in our district right now. So, but they are playing and showing us that they can win this game.
Yeah.
So if they come out here. The fouls, they've got 9. Clay County's only got 6. They're going to have to watch their fouls for sure, but if they keep taking it in, you know.
Is anybody in foul trouble?
No. Now, we've got John Michael with 2, Ben Neal with 2, and Gibson with 2. So, no trouble as of right now. But if they'll keep taking it in there too, then we'll get some more fouls on them.
And down there, they outscored us 15 in the second quarter, so we're definitely on our game here tonight so far.
They've got to stop Tyreek Key from going inside. That's
how many did he get, Johnny, in the first half?
He had 15.
Well, if my math is correct, he does that again, he'll have 30. All right,
here we go. Brandon's got the ball up top, passes over to Key. Key's going to pull up right outside. Lays it in. He's set a little jump shot. And they're picking up full court press here. Ball passed all the way up to Gibson. Oh, down to you. Shoot it in there.
Knocked it out. But, boy, we had to thread that needle. It was almost intercepted.
Gets it up top to Key over on the left side. Key gets it down the corner to Browning. He's going to take it on the end. Pass down to Mabry. In there.
Somebody's got to step over on that baseline. 36-34.
Neal's got the ball on the right, gets him back up to John Michael.
Boy, they're all over Dawson.
Browning's holding Abbott's shirt when he's going through there. Pearl's got it up top. Passes down low to Hughes. Hughes hands it to Gibson. He shoots 3 in and out. Nobody there to get the board. Key's got it. Key runs it down, gets it to Browning. Browning gets it up top to Key. Key over to Coppins, back up to Key. Key's going to shoot a long 3. Hit the front of the rim. That should be over the back.
Should be on Mabry.
That's his third right there.
Well, I would guess he might let him set the rest of this quarter, but maybe not. See what Coach Edwards does about that.
Earl's got the ball. Oh, we have a block right there on Gibson.
This is the wacko.
Wow. That's going to be 3 on Giddy. Then he had an illegal screen there, caught him with his knee.
That zebra is wacko.
Passes out to Russell for a 3. Nope, nothing there. Rebound used. You get the dab it. Have it down to Neal. Neal to Hughes.
Don't hold it for it. Pass it. Move it.
You's gonna turn, spin, and turn.
Boy, that's a matter of inches as it climbed over and started up at 36-36.
Key gets it over to Russell on the left side. Russell back to Coppins. Coppins to Key. Key down the corner to Browning. Browning back to Key. Back to Coppins. Coppins. He drives in.
Oh,
well, he carried the ball on that, but gets the rebound. Has it to Pearl.
You could call him Cowboy Coppins, I guess.
Yeah, Billy Coppins. Pearl's got the ball. He's going to pull up a little jump shot. No. Mabry gets the rebound. Gets it to Key.
5:25 remaining. Still tied up.
He passes over to Browning. Almost throws it away.
Yeah, it's not a good pass.
Down the corner of the Coppins. Coppins looks up top. Key comes away. Whoa, should be a look like a walk there. He gets it off to Browning.
It's a
foul. Running to Neil. Neil called for a foul.
His third.
That's his third. We've got Ron Gibson and then Neil with three.
Ben Neil is a hard-nosed sucker.
Ogletree's in.
Good ball player.
Pass all the way down low. Gets it down to Mabry. Mabry up top to Browning. Browning's going to shoot a three. Oh!
See, this is the same guy.
That's caught on Farrell. Farrell's third. Going to send Browning to the line to shoot three.
5 minutes exactly.
Browning's first shot up. Good.
Climbed over the rim and dropped through. We'll put Clay counting up by a point, 37-36. That was a three-pointer, wasn't it, guys?
Yes.
Yes, he gets
two
more.
So we got two more.
Second shot. Yes.
38-36.
Third shot. Good. Made all of them for three.
All right. That's called a tucky. Three in a row. 39-36.
Pearl's got the ball. Gets it over to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Neil. Neil to Gibson. Gibson to Pearl.
Even Ben Neil flinched when he hit last time.
Pearl to Hughes. Hughes back to Pearl. Pearl underneath to Neil. Yeah. Reverse right in. Look here.
Oh, come on.
Did he even touch him?
Didn't look like it, but he ended up on the floor.
That goes against Neil. His four. We got jumping Trent Young coming in. He can jump like a grasshopper.
Like a kangaroo.
Like a kangaroo. Mabry's at the line. He's going to get one shot. Shot up. In and out. Rebound. Gibson gets it. Pearl.
41-38. 420 remaining.
Over to Young. Young hands it back to Pearl. Down to Hughes. Goes against number 10, Browning. That's what I said. He's been holding his shirt. Abbott's shirt.
It's only the second team foul, though, on Clay County. We had four, and I think that was kind of the odds in the first half.
Abbott shoots. In
Well, that was a three-pointer.
Three-pointer, yeah.
Ties it up, 41-41, with 4 minutes to go. Oh, you talk
full
about
timeout.
Symmetrical numbers on that board. But right now, let's pay some bills while we have the chance, and we'll be back.
I don't know about you, Johnny, but I'm getting nervous.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sells, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Welcome back, folks. Action underway. The bucket just put in there by Clay County gives them a 43-41 lead.
Made by Tyree Keene, curls up the ball up top, gets it over to Abbott over on the right. It's to Gibson. Gibson's wide open. He can hit those threes, too. That's going to be a long rebound by Overtree, or she gets it to Key. Mabry wide open. Lays it in.
Somebody wasn't back on that. We just simply got outran. 45-41. 3:20 to go.
Earl's got the ball over on the right side.
That's reach in.
Goes against number 11, Ogletree. That's going to be his second.
And that's only the third team foul, and we have four. It's 3:13 remaining in the third.
He gets the ball, gets his pearl. Number 11 just pushed Gibson down. Pearl's going, oh, lay it in!
There you go.
Key gets to Smith. Smith back to Key.
45-43. We're down by two.
Key gets it over to Russell. Russell down to Mabry. Oh, Abbott steals it away. Abbott's wide open. There's going to be a foul right there against Don Michael. He's going to get a technical call on him. He's smart now. But calm down.
Well, why didn't they go off goaltending when he did?
That's going to be four on John Michael. 2:35 left in the third, folks. Ball cuts are down two, 45-43, and it's starting to get very heated. Key's got the ball at the top. Gets it out to Ogletree. Ogletree shoots a three. He misses. Abbott comes away with the rebound. Abbott gets it up top to Pearl.
Well, it's 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining.
Gets the ball over to you. He passes to Gibson. Nothing called again. He goes down.
Oh.
That goes against 33 Russell, his second.
And
we've got something coming in.
30 is in there. That's Copas. Who else came in?
Copas and Browning came back.
Okay. Under 2 minutes remaining in the third.
I haven't got the ball up top. He pulls up at the free throw line. Oh, in and out. Mabry gets the rebound. He gets his key.
Well, that Mabry is tall, isn't he?
He goes in, shoots. Nothing nice. It'll be rebound Peyton Ricker. Gets the ball down to Young. Young's going to shoot it.
Good ball.
Foul by Russell. That's going to be his turn.
Woo! You see him use the body on him?
Yes.
Well, Coach took his jacket off.
Oh. All right, we've got Young at the line. He's going to shoot two. It'll knot it up if he hits them. First shot up. Good.
That cuts it to one.
Young's going to get one more. 135 left in the third. Shot up. Good. Knot it up.
Well, this game is more ties than any game I recall recently. Now 45-45. 120.
He's going to drive in, hand it off to Mabry. He shoots four.
There are two solid weapons, Key and Mabry.
Hammett's got them all. Passes underneath to Richard. Oh! Block shot. Gets it. Gets it to Young. Young hands it to Abbott. A minute left.
No question that Key can jump on defense.
Abbott's working it. Back and forth. 50 seconds left in the third. Abbott gets it to you. Oh, he loses control. 34 seconds.
That was a good give and go until we got to the end.
Hit a pass at the rest. He was open. Bounce pass. Here we go, folks. 34 seconds. They're subbing over here, and they can't do that. Hey, come on.
Yeah, well, they finally figured it out.
Key's got them all. He's going to hand it to Browning. 25 seconds left in the third.
They're going to try to take the air out, and they are. One last shot.
Gets it Smith, back to Browning.
It's been tied at the end of the first two periods, and if they keep the ball out of our hands, they'll be ahead.
Now the key up top to Smith for a three. It's in there.
Boy, not only ahead, they're up a five.
Abbott's going to shoot from the half-court line. At the end of the third, you're Bobcats 45, Clay County 50.
Well, we scored 13, and they scored 18, and that's the difference in the game as we speak. But right now, let's go away for some commercial messages.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sells, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
All right.
Well, welcome back, folks.
Bobcats has got the ball starting the fourth quarter. Hurdle's got it up top. Passes down low to Hughes. Hughes passes to Abbott. Abbott gets it over to Furl. Furl gets it down to Hughes. Hughes hands it to Abbott. Abbott passes to Rector. Oh, that would have been good. Oh, almost on the way by Abbott. He went plump on the save. Browning's got the ball, passes out to Smith. Smith gets it down to Ogletree. Ogletree pass underneath to Mabry. Ain't much you can do on that.
Sir. 52 to 45, and we're digging a hole here that we may not climb out of.
That is number 11. Either 23 or 11. Yeah. That goes against Ogletree, his third.
It's a 16 foul, so we'll go to the line when they try them.
Pearl's got the ball. Inbounded to Gibson. Come on, hand check. Pearl gets the ball and passes it to Hughes underneath to Rector. Oh, my God. Come on, Rector.
Rector's got hands.
He's
the bricks on her hands.
He's a good player. He's just nervous right now.
He's uptight because that shot he missed down there on the basket.
Yeah, he
just blew it. Nobody stopped him on defense.
He passes down to Smith. Smith's going to drive in, pass underneath to Mabry. He scores, and Pearl has just fouled out of the game, folks.
And Mabry is very pleased. 54 to 45 now, 9 points.
Going to be a timeout.
There is a timeout. How long is it, Zebra?
30 seconds. 6:36 left in the ball game. Your Bobcats has went down 54 to 45.
We have not scored a point this quarter.
They scored four.
Oh my goodness. Johnny, what are we going to do to stop this?
I don't know. That was bad for us right there when John Michael fouled out with 6:36 to go in the fourth quarter. I don't know. We're going to have to get our game plan changed today.
Yeah. Well, we've had some lapses down there on defense on that baseline because Mabry's been put those things in coming along the left baseline. And as tall as he is, nobody can stop him. 6'7", I believe.
Mabry's at the line. Shot up. No good. Rebound Gibson. Gibson gets it to Gneal. He'll get to the top to Abbott. Abbott to you. Pass inside the Rector. Oh!
That's a foul.
Yep, that's Tyreek's first foul.
That was a very smart foul.
That's going to be Tyreek's first.
Out there in the open, you could see what he was doing.
Neal's at the line. He's going to see the 1-1. Rex is going to sit down. Young came in. First shot up by Neal. No good. Rebound. Gibson. Foul on Mabry. That's four on Mabry. Gibson's going to go up the line to see the 1-1.
Well, Mabry said, who, me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
So, number five, Silk's going to come in for Mabry.
Silk? Who the Silk is in there?
First shot up. Good.
Climbed to the rim.
Them bounces is killing me.
54 to 46.
Second shot, good. 6 minutes left. Plenty of time.
Cut it to seven.
Tyreek's going to walk it down. He's got it up at the top. He's going to drive straight in. Wide open.
You know, he skies, and it is so difficult.
That's it wide open. Oh, Young can shoot those threes if he just shoot them.
Better have that.
That's underneath. Another foul on number 11, Ogletree. That's going to be his fourth. Gibson's going back to the line.
At any rate, at this point, 5:38 remains, and we're down by 9, 56 to 47.
First shot up by Gibson. Good.
56 to 48.
one more. Got that?
Good.
He brings it down.
56 to 49, 5.5 minutes remaining.
He takes a shot. No, short. Rebound 6. Kick gets it to Browning underneath to Copas. Copas. He loses control out of bounds. It comes back to your Bobcat.
5.21 remaining. Need a couple of turkeys, a couple of threes.
Young Scotty, pop the key. Down in the corner to Abbott. Underneath to Hughes. Hughes passes to Neal. Back up to Young. Young shoots it, or Abbott shoots a long three. He gets it. Browning lays it in.
Well, Jimmy almost knocked that away, but it went in. It's 58 to 49 now.
Abbott's got a good toss. Abbott takes it down to you. Take it in there, you.
Take it to him. He did.
See, he does, and I think that was on key, maybe. Yep, goes against Tyreek Key. That's going to be his second. And Hughes is going to go to the line. Shoot two. We need him. 4:37 left in the ballgame. Bobcats are down by 9. 58 to 49. First shot up by Hughes. Oh, it's a roller.
Roller.
Second shot on its way. Count it.
Climbed in, 58 to 50. 4:30 to go in the fourth quarter.
He's got the ball up top. Passes down in the corner to Silk. Almost picked off by Young. He gets it. Young passes down to Russell. Russell gets it up top to Copas. Copas gets it over to Browning. Browning back up top to Russell. Come on, Abbott, you can take it away from him. Browning comes down with it. He gets it out to Copas. Back up top to Browning.
They're running that clock down right now.
Right, it takes it in. You won. Yeah, I called it.
I think Coach Rob Edwards needs a full timeout after that turnover.
3:50 left in the ballgame.
Well, let's go away, folks, and we'll be back with the final action.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back, folks.
Here we go. Bobcat's got the ball. And then Neil's going to bring it down. Brings it over on the right side. Up top to Abbott. Abbott pulls up at the free throw. He misses. Going to be rebound, but maybe. But Young takes it away from him. Oh.
He got fouled.
Yeah, it goes up, and he's fouled. And he comes away with it.
I think Key gets some breaks because of his athleticism.
Key gets it down to Browning. Browning gets it up top to Ogletree. Ogletree drives in, misses. Rebound by Gibson. Gibson gets it down here to Abbott.
3 minutes remaining.
Abbott up top to Neal. Shoot it, Neal! Neal passes over to Young. And just taking Neil with him. Browning got his third.
John Wayne Browning, 254 remaining. We're in double 11.
Neil's at the line. First shot up, good.
It's up at the 7.
He'll get one more. On his way. This is it. Mabry, oh, they're going to call Young for a hold on that one.
Boy, that Trent Young, he's a tough little player.
He is. That's his second. Mabry's going to go up the line to shoot a 1-1. 7-point ball game, 2:52, plenty of time. First shot up. No good. Rebound Gibson. Gibson gets it to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Hughes. Hughes hands it back to Abbott. Abbott drives in, and Keith gets the rebound.
Dawson went to guard there with this back.
That's all. Down to Browning. Browning gets it back to Keith. He's going to drive all the way in, lays it in.
I he just astonishes me.
He, yeah.
60. What was
bad
that?
Bad pass. Lay that in.
62-51 with 2:08 remaining, and there's a timeout, I think, by whom?
Coach Aaron. Full
timeout. All right. We'll be back for the last 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Go away.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcat. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Birdstown.
Breuer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breuer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breuer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Welcome back, folks.
We've got Gibson with it. Gets it over to Young. Young hands it off to Abbott. Abbott back to Young. Young tries to shoot. Gets it, runs it, tries to run it down.
What a hustling spot there.
Okay, it stays with Watt.
Being inbound
to Gibson. Gibson shoots. Everybody up. All right. Young comes away with it. Get you Abbott. Abbott keeps it through. Too short. Use the spot with it. Keep.
Oh.
Hey, he did it on purpose. In that.
Gibson went down steps on purpose.
They got called on Keith.
That's his third. He can't.
Well, who's the foul on?
Keith.
Well, why are we going down here? Why, everybody's confused because they're lining up with the wrong pass? No, he's shooting.
He's shooting. Did they call on Young? Evidently.
They did. They called it on Young.
Holy mackerel, Andy. And Teal dropping in on a stretch of 12 with 1:31 remaining. That was in.
He hits most of them. Ball all the way down here to Gibson. Gibson gets it out to you. Come on. Passes out to Young. Come on, Young. You can do it. Young misses it. Okay, Trent's going to come away with four fouls on that one.
1:10 remaining, 64-51.
I'll tell Keith, says, don't get in any jabber. Somebody told him. He said, don't get in any jabber. Just play ball.
Who said that, Rob?
Rob told Kyrie. He said, no, listen, don't get in there and get any jabber. That's what he done.
He told this guy the same thing. He blew it off here.
He's a good guy. A little entertaining occasionally. But boy, does he have a couple of players this year.
I think they're calling.
Finally call a timeout?
Yeah.
Short, long, and different. I don't know if it's short, long, or we're not having it.
I don't think they've been called it yet. Now they're going to call it.
Well, now they say full, finally, after a half minute passed. We'll be right back, folks.
That was a double timeout, wasn't it? Yeah. He got 2-for-1.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at all Plumbing and Electric.
What's he doing back at the line?
He's shooting two.
Welcome back, folks.
Harry Keith at the line to keep two for a shot up. Good.
Looks like he got a new bandage on his left leg, though, right below his knee.
Second shot. Yeah. This is it.
Ray County rebound, though.
Browning's got it. Gets it over to Russell.
Under a minute remains.
Down in the corner to Browning, back up top to Mabry. Mabry over to Russell. Russell back to Keith.
Yeah, they've taken the air out of the
ball. Yeah. Oh. Running up top. Huge foul. Stop the clock for a few minutes.
38.6 seconds, and the Keepaway game brought Gray County fans on their feet to cheer, and there's a lot of them in this building.
They were at the line to shoot two. First shot up, no good.
He's not hit a free throw all night.
Mabry had.
No. And he's a heck of a player.
Yes, he is.
Need to cut him off on the baseline. I'll see him cutting that baseline in his sleep tonight.
Second
shot. That hit one.
He jinxed him.
He's a good player. Mabry's a good player.
Abbott's got the ball. Abbott gets it back to Rector. Back to Abbott.
The basket, guys.
So, that goes against number 11. That's his fifth. He's out.
He is one of the dirtier players, if I might use that descriptive term.
Gibson's at the line. He's going to shoot two. 27 seconds left.
Yeah.
First shot up. Misses it.
How many has Gibby made tonight, Johnny? Do you have any idea?
Eight.
Second shot. No.
Missed both of those.
Yep.
He's only got 8 points in this game.
Well, the fat lady just sat down beside us.
Hey!
Started to sing. It's all over.
Oh! I love it.
Abbott just nailed a three at the end to make the final score 66-54, meaning that our Bobcats will fall to what, 14-7? Yes.
Yeah.
And Clay County goes to 22-1 and 6-0 in the district. And I frankly would have to look to see what our district record is. But at any rate, we drop it by 12 points. So give credit to where credit is due, because Clay County has two of the best players in the area. In Key and the big center. What's his name?
Maybrick.
So, Johnny?
Okay. For the Clay County Bulldogs, the scoring's like this tonight. Wyatt Maybrick with 21. John Wayne Browning with 8. Tyreek Key with 28. Haight Smith with 3. Seth Overtree with 2. And Gavin Silk with 2 for a total of 66. How about they can get the scoring down there on that one? I got so excited, Lane. Okay, for your Pickett County Bobcats, John Michael Furrow with 8, Blake Hughes with 12, Ben Neal with 3, Dawson Abbott with 17, Brian Gibson with 8, Trent Young with 2, and Peyton Rector 2 for a total of 54. Bobcats lose this one. District game 54-66, but they have nothing to be ashamed of, because I'm telling you what, this is probably, like Ralph said earlier, one of the most dominating teams in the whole district. And, I tell you, they're just really super good.
Yeah.
Well, you got anything else, Johnny?
No. Can I talk about the schedule, Ralph?
Yeah. And then I'm going to have a special interview here. It'll be short if I can get them hooked up.
Okay,
but at any rate,
my baby.
Is that with, who's that? I'll go ahead and have my headphones fit, Ralph. Who's it going to be with?
I'll let him mine.
John.
Oh, yeah.
The athletic director from Indiana.
Yeah, let me go ahead and put my headphones fit on him.
Well, folks, the schedule is getting really short, and looking at it, without regard to the East Robertson game, if or when it's rescheduled, between February the 2nd and February the 12th, that's our season. Next Tuesday on the 2nd, it's Cookeville. On Friday, Clark Rains is here. On the 8th, White County is here. We go to Monterey on the 9th and finish at Red Barling Springs on the 12th, I believe it is. Well, I asked my elder brother, the good-looking one, the smart one in the family, if he would observe tonight. So he stopped in on the way from Florida back home to Indiana and stayed a couple days. So I asked him, could you, with all the years you saw Indiana basketball, make some kind of observations with regard to the differences you might have seen here?
Well, I really didn't see a lot of differences from...
come on, chicken!
From the standpoint that both teams were really playing hard,
yep,
hustling, and they were good basketball games. I was really impressed with the capacity of this gymnasium being full tonight.
Oh, it's always full.
That's a great thing for basketball in Tennessee. And, you know, until we started the class sports in Indiana, we had the same thing that happened. We filled the gymnasium. In fact, I recall one in the 1990s when we oversold by 1,000
Yeah, and the fire marshal put you in jail.
No, not quite, but he did write a letter to our superintendent.
Yeah, all right.
I was the athletics director at that time.
Well, listen, we're glad you stopped in on your way home from Florida, and we're so pleased that you had an opportunity to finally see the Pickett County kids play.
And they did a great job. I was really impressed with the lady, Bobcats.
Lady Bobcats.
Yeah, they really...
Well, they did play, I will tell you, they did play a pretty good game tonight.
Is that right?
No.
Well, I thought they really hustled.
It was really mediocre. But at any rate, thank you so much.
Well, appreciate it. Glad you could tune me in.
All right. Thank you, bro. Delaney, what are you thinking? Anything?
No, it's a real good game. I hate to see them lose, but, you know, they play a really good team.
Well, yeah, their record is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
21-1. So, folks, we're going to sign off now. And until Tuesday at Cookeville, stay well.
Bye-bye.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Birdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!